Well, a pleasure to be joined on the Speargrass Golf Show this week by Canadian PGA Tour pro Michael Gligich. Sir, congratulations on a great year, and how excited are you to tee it up tomorrow at the Greenbrier?
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Appreciate you having me on. But yeah, it's been a pretty crazy year, and pretty thrilled to be down here at the Greenbrier.
Unreal. Now, tell us about the humble beginnings. This is a sport where, you know, it's funny, we talk about NFL a lot and NHL, and you talk about a small window for an athlete, and we talk about players and contractual stalemates, and you got to maximize earnings. Well, you're in a sport where it might take you more than a decade to go from the second best level in the world to the top. Tell us about your journey and how it's been.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy journey, that's for sure. You know, most of the public, I guess, see the Jordan Spieths and the Matt Wolfs and, you know, the Justin Thomas of the world. And, you know, they're the small percentage that jump out of college and go right to the big leagues kind of thing and have a lot of success. But, you know, there's also the guys, you know, like myself that are more the journeymen, I guess. And I guess it's taken me about a decade, but finally here. And yeah, I can't really wait to get started.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And I think it's just an incredibly amazing thing for our country right now with the number of pros on tour. Did you see this coming 5-6 years ago when it seemingly was only like a Dillette or a Weir and there was one token Canada flag on highlight packs when they showed the leaderboard? Now we got 6, 7, 8 players at some events.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The you know, the Canadian flag's definitely getting more prominent out there on the PGA Tour, and it's nice to be a part of it. You know, I'm pretty good friends with all these guys, and they've you know, I think we've all worked pretty hard to get out there, and hopefully we can continue to have some success.
Michael Gligich joining us, the latest Canadian to qualify for the PGA Tour. He'll be teeing it up tomorrow at the Greenbrier, the fall season underway on the PGA Tour. What clicked for you this year that allowed you to get your PGA Tour card?
I think it was just, you know, having a full year out on the Korn Ferry Tour, which is, you know, the new name for the Web.com Tour. You know, I think one of the hardest things in golf is going from, you know, the mini tours or the McKenzie Tour and getting status out on the Korn Ferry Tour. There's just so many good players nowadays. And, you know, that's one of the toughest things. I knew if I could, you know, get a full year out there, you know, I knew my game was good enough where I'd give myself a realistic chance. And, you know, fortunately, it only took me 1 year out there to, you know, graduate and get to the PGA Tour. But I don't think there was really anything in particular. I just had a pretty consistent year. I made quite a few cuts and just had a lot of, like, top 25 finishes and was able to sneak a win out early in the year as well.
What, tell us about your game. People are going to now see you on broadcast and be following you a little closer. A lot of people are in PGA Tour pools and things like that. How would you describe yourself?
You know, I guess I'm probably above average in driving distance. I definitely am not long by any means. You'll have the, you know, the Bubba Watsons and the Rory McIlroys hitting it by me for sure. But that's above average and, you know, pretty good iron player. And I like to think I'm a pretty good putter most times too. So, you know, all around, you know, I mean, everyone on the PGA Tour is pretty solid, right? So just kind of putting all the pieces together each week and, you know, trying to make everything click at once is the tough part. But, you know, game's feeling pretty good and looking forward to this week at the Greenbrier.
Michael Gligich joining us, Canadian on the PGA Tour. Last one for you. How much does life change being a player with a tour card? Or does it take a result on the PGA to change life? Or is that just the next step? Because the touring pros, the levels below the PGA, it is not nearly as glamorous. And here you are now under the bright lights and with a win under your belt. How much is life different now at 29 than it would have been a few years ago?
Not a whole lot's changed. I guess, you know, you get more media requests and whatnot. You know, but at the end of the day, it's just golf and trying to put all that stuff behind me. And, you know, come tomorrow, it'll just be another round of golf. So not much has changed, but, you know, just everything's a little bit bigger, I guess.
Well, congratulations. We'll be rooting for you as we watch the leaderboard this weekend and excited about seeing you for the full 2020 season on the PGA Tour. Thanks very much for sharing time with us, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
All right, there's Michael Gligic, the Canadian who qualified for the PGA Tour, actually won the 2012 ATB Financial Classic, the Mackenzie PGA Tour event in Calgary in 2012, and won the Panama Championship in the 2019 Korn Ferry Tour this year, now a PGA Tour veteran. That does it for the Speargrass Golf Show on this Wednesday.